Welcome to Catholic Money Talk, where we talk about all things money and finance, and we try to do it through a lens of being Catholic, where our ultimate goal is to one day be in heaven with the Lord. I am your host, Paul Scarfone. Thank you for being here today. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about combining finances, but today I want to talk about sharing finances. And what do I mean by that? So how do you begin to share with your spouse, or maybe your soon-to-be spouse, about your finances? And where can this discussion begin? But before we do that, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask you for all the grace and wisdom that we need to face the challenges or the circumstances that we find ourselves in. We know that you love us and that you have a great plan for us. Allow us to yield to your Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, the plan is I'm going to go over five questions that will help you get this conversation started, this conversation about sharing about your finances. And we're going to use open-ended questions to do that, to dig into finances. And, you know, this can be with your spouse. It could be the first time maybe that you're really trying to dive into this together, or you're just trying to get a better understanding of each other. Or maybe you're in a serious relationship and it's moving towards marriage, or you're newly engaged and you want to start discussing finances. So how are we going to be able to share about our finances? Asking open-ended questions, it allows us to present a wide window for a response. It doesn't box the responder into a corner. And it also gives a permission for just a fuller explanation that will provide more to the asker, right, the interviewing person, more insight into the person who's responding to them. So, what is an open-ended question? I just want to start there because some people might not be familiar with this term. An open-ended question is a question that cannot be answered with a simple one-word answer or a yes or no. Those would be called close-ended questions. Open-ended questions require a full thought, like a sentence, to respond to it. So an example of a close-ended question, are you good with money, right? That's a yes or no answer. And the person who's responding to that could feel pressured to provide a certain answer, like the one that they think is the correct answer, right? Are you good with money? I've got to say yes or no, right? An open-ended question is something like this. What do you find most challenging about managing money? So this question, it just begs a further explanation and gives permission to the person who's answering it to be vulnerable. It presents no judgment. So when you're approaching and sharing, you know, discussing finances, it's good to be prepared with some great open-ended questions. You don't want to treat it like it's an interview and have, like, you know, 10 questions written out. But you do want to have a couple that can maybe direct where you want the conversation to go. So I'm going to give you five. You could have a conversation with someone and cover all five of these. Or you could pick from it and see where you want to go. And there's more than these. But these are five that I really like to use with people. So here's question number one. Can you tell me about a moment when you felt success about a financial decision that you made? So this question starts with a positive. You know, most of us, when it comes to money, we might be ashamed of where we failed. We tend to think that we'll be judged unfairly, or, you know, maybe we're happy to play victim when it comes to our poor financial decisions. But this question, it helps to create a positive environment for a further discussion. And be prepared to share one yourself to model the response type that you're looking for. So for me, one of the great successes we had with money was when we had signed up for a Disney Vacation Club timeshare. This is several years ago. And we got Wise, and then we canceled it within the 3-day grace period. We were so happy to not make a financial mistake, another financial mistake. And as hard as it was to have to admit we messed up and face that salesman again and undo what we had done, the feeling of relief and the experience of the power of no It was huge for us, and it was a great moment to show that we don't have to be victims of our poor decisions. If we've messed up, let's work quickly to try to reset our course. So that's a great first question. Can you tell me about a moment when you felt success about a financial decision you made? Okay. Question two, what do you find most challenging about money? Now, this is a great question for the reasons I mentioned earlier. It admits that managing money it's not easy peasy. And it doesn't ask what is the most challenging. It asks, what do you find to be the most challenging? It creates a subjective question so that their answer, it can't be wrong. It's what they find to be the most challenging. There's absolutely no wrong answer here. The answer that they do provide, it will give you insight into what they might see as their weakness in handling money, right? And so that should tell you a lot. What I find most challenging about managing money myself is planning for the unexpected. Every month, there seems to be a new one-time expense that can tend to create some havoc if we aren't prepared. And, you know, my answer shows that I like to have a plan. It also might show that there's not a lot of margin in our financial picture if unexpected things pop up. And this is all pretty true. You know, we have some flexibility in our budget, but we also plan every dollar before the month begins. So when something unexpected does pop up, we have to call a budget committee meeting to see how we can adjust the budget and whether or not we're actually going to accommodate this new expense. And you can probably imagine all the other possible answers to this question. Just think of how you might answer it. And here are some possible answers you could get from this question, right? The question, what do you find most challenging about managing money? Someone could answer, the money. I never have enough money to manage. You know, what does that answer tell us? Maybe they answer the most challenging thing about managing money. It's working with my spouse. That's the biggest challenge of managing money, right? And this shows us where we might need to do some work. Or maybe the answer is, I just don't know what the focus should be. Should we be paying off debt? Should we be investing? I feel like there's too many things and I'm not sure how to accomplish it all, right? That answer sounds like someone needs to set some goals and priorities to create a solid plan. So hopefully you're beginning to see how this question can give you loads of insight. And it's important to be ready with follow-up questions, open-ended follow-up questions. You want those because they're going to dig deeper and peel the layers of the onion back a little bit more, till you get a more full picture. All right, so that was question number two. What do you find most challenging about managing money? So question number three, and I love this one. What was money like in your household growing up? This is a great question for couples. That's whether you're, you know, newly engaged or you're married for several years. See, as kids, more is caught than taught, right? That means that the environment that we grew up in, it has played a big role in forming us and our mindset when it comes to money. In my family, we were broke. We were always behind on the mortgage. We had the water turned off, the power turned off. Those were normal days. Food stamps, charity care, those were key elements of our financial survival as a kid. I didn't know anything else. I thought maybe that was pretty normal. I was resigned to the fact that life just might be like that for me, always. Now, there are others that might have grown up in a similar state and swore they would never live like that, right? So those are two different approaches and dispositions to similar situations. So knowing how your spouse grew up with money and then soliciting their mindset towards it, it's going to give you a ton of insight into their approach towards finances. And all of a sudden, you might have a perspective shift. You might be able to see how they look at certain things because you understand them better, right? Their stances and their positions on particular financial matters or maybe transactions, they might begin to make more sense to you because you're now able to see it from their perspective. And this is very, very important. My wife, Taryn, she didn't grow up in a wealthy family, but they weren't poor. Her parents lived within their means. They did keep separate finances, though. And I remember us talking about that when we were getting married. Our families had different approaches and we were influenced by them. So being able to talk about them and understand each other was very helpful as we began to live together. And then as we continue to communicate and work on all this, we grow in unity more and more. So that was question three. What was money like in your household growing up? Question four. I love this question. These are some of my favorite questions here. What are your favorite things to spend money on? This is such a good question, especially if you're asking a spender, right? If you are, brace yourself for the responses. But if we think of the scripture, Matthew 6, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. People tend to spend money on those things that they value. You know, if you ask someone what they value the most likely they'll give you a false answer. They're typically going to answer what they think they should value the most. But if you want to see what someone values the most, take a look at their bank statement. See where their money goes. That's what they value the most. So when you ask them this question, what are your favorite things to spend money on? You're giving them permission to spend, at least in their mind for a short moment. And get ready, because you will receive a bunch of insights. And again, prepare some open-ended follow-up questions, maybe to probe a little deeper. Like, why would it be so much fun to spend money on X? Again, get ready to learn about the person in front of you. And if you're not talking to a spender, they might say, or you know, they might respond to this question, well, I don't really like to spend money. So just change the question a little and ask, what was the best thing you ever spent money on, and why is it the best? The goal of this question is to begin to see what they value, which is a very, very, very important thing to know about your spouse. So that was question four. What are your favorite things to spend money on? Question five, what is something that you will never do again with money? So this is probably not a great first date question, but it is a wonderful question. You know, if we think about our faith journey and someone asks us to give a witness or a testimony to a moment in our life where we experience the mercy of God, we're probably going to unveil a moment of weakness or maybe even sin that through God's grace we overcame or we are overcoming. And this is nothing to be ashamed of. This shows that we identified an attitude or behavior that was a challenge for us to live freely. And we experienced God's love and mercy, and we are now free. The same is true with finances. And I have a litany of answers for this question. What is something that I will never do again with money? I learned from my mistakes a lot. I once bought a bunch of sports cards. This is when I was like 19. I was looking for game memorabilia. You know, they would put it within the sports card. And I think I spent about $300 and put it on a credit card because I didn't have any money. And then I spent, I don't know how long to try to pay that off. I remember in the same probably period of time, I ran out of money freshman year of college. I didn't have a budget or a job. And I thought the $2,000 that I had saved up over the summer could take me through an entire school year. I was wrong. I remember when I was working in the bank, we had two kids, so this is a long time ago. I was working on my MBA. We took one of the tuition reimbursement checks from the bank, and instead of actually paying my tuition, which we then got student loans to pay, we used the money to go to Disney. Dumb move. And then 15 years ago, when we were buying our first house, I convinced my parents to take out a home equity loan and give me money for our down payment. And just last week, I was talking to one of my brothers about that. And he said, if he had known, he would have told mom and dad not to give me the money. I told him, dude, I regret it. I wish they hadn't. You know, the Lord worked it all out, but it cost me a lot in interest to learn the lesson. And my list goes on and on and on. And the more vulnerable we are, the more people around us, they're going to get to know us. And the more others might learn from our mistakes, right? A wise man learns from other people's mistakes. And this question, it's going to give you great insight to your spouse. With no judgment, they will be able to answer and show you the areas that they have learned about money. It will give you more insight into their experiences, which enable you to understand their perspective when it comes to dealing with money. You know, the statement as definitive as I'll never do again, it gives you a hint of what they want to avoid in the future, a big hint about what they want to avoid in the future. And there's so many more questions, right? That was the fifth one, which was, what is something that you will never do again with money? Right? And there's so many more open-ended questions that you could ask related to money. And honestly, if you've got some, I would love to hear from you. You can put it in the podcast episode description. There's a link to reach out to me. You could throw it in there. I'd love to hear some of your questions. If you have a favorite one or you think maybe I missed a really good one. But you have these five, at least for starters, and I'll kind of rattle through them again here. Question one, can you tell me about a moment when you felt success about a financial decision you made? Question two, what do you find most challenging about managing money? Question three, what was money like in your household growing up? Question four, what are your favorite things to spend money on? And question five, what is something that you will never do again with money? So there you have it. Five questions to begin sharing about your finances with your fiance or your spouse. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for joining me today. God bless. Thank you for listening to Catholic Money Talk. I hope you join us again next time. Please click subscribe in your podcast app to get notified of new episodes. God bless you and have a great day.